Its current state on 90.5 WKAR, the Art Prize competition in Grand Rapids bills itself as the most attended public art event on the planet. Upwards of 400,000 people are expected to have taken in this year's art prize. By the time it ends on Sunday, there will be a pair of $200,000 grand prizes, one juried by art experts and another based on a vote of attendees. Entries were down a little bit this year, but their works have been displayed at more venues. Two Michigan artists working together under the name Shiny Seed are in the finals for the public vote in the three-dimensional category. They are Gene Folk and Casey Dixon. Welcome, Gene.
Hi.
And Casey, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Shiny Seed's entry is called Invasive Species. It's on display at the PNC Bank building on Monroe Avenue Northwest. Welcome to Current State, and congratulations on being a finalist. Let's start with how you know each other, how it's come to be that you work together, and what is Shiny Seed?
Well, we know each other through a makerspace in Ann Arbor called MakerWorks. I've been a member there for a number of years, and Casey's a manager there.
And tell us a little bit more about what happens at the makerspace.
So MakerWorks is, like, number one, the best makerspace in the world. and then it's also like a gym. So you buy membership, you gain access to tools. So we have a full metal shop, wood shop, craft, circuits area. With a little bit of training, usually our safety classes, you can come in and use those tools with membership.
And describe invasive species for our listeners. What will they see?
They're going to see a very large metal tree sculpture. It is wrapped in aluminum wire, about 18 feet high, similarly wide. And we have 24 LED orbs, we call them fruit of the tree, that hang from it. And the LEDs go through a variety of different patterns and colors.
And how did the idea for this evolve, Casey?
Actually, Gene approached me after a Christmas party with...
Oh, it came from you then.
Yep. Yes. He makes these cool little metal trees, and we were talking about how cool it would be to stand underneath one, and what would it be like to make it bigger. And so we started doing sketches. It kept growing and getting bigger and more awesome. And eventually, you know, now it's standing on the corner of Pearl and Monroe.
You work in metal a lot, Gene?
Not really. I mean, I've always done just various art things on the side, just for fun. And these little metal trees was just one of them. It was wire, like twisted wire. I've done a few pieces like that. And I've had this idea of doing a much bigger one floating around my head for a few years, but never had quite the impetus to try it.
Some of the most impressive pieces that have really resonated with me in recent years have been metallic sculptures. I'm thinking of the piece by the Broad Art Museum in East Lansing. There's also a piece at the Meyer Garden in Grand Rapids. I want to say it's of a brain cell. It's called Synapse or something like that. It can be art. Is metal work more fashionable right now? Is it more in favor or what?
I think it's always been fashionable. It might be more in the public eye, but for us, the scale that we wanted to do, and, like, you know, it's going to be out with people, metal seemed to be the obvious choice because it was okay and fast and strong to work with.
And why invasive species? Just thematically, why did you name this invasive species?
So
they're looking at each other. I was going to
explain this in a couple of minutes is so, a bit tough.
Yes, it is. The reason we call it invasive species is because this thing inspired us, and we wanted to make something that would be inspiring. Because we found that when someone gets inspired, they tend to do something about it. They're going to go out. They're going to draw something, tell a good story, buy something, whatever. They're impacting their environment. They're changing their reality. And hopefully someone else will see it, and it'll continue throughout their environment. So in that sense, they're the invasive species. What we're doing is we're introducing this thing into the environment, hoping to see it go out and propagate through our society, culture, environment, however you want to take it. Mm.
So it spreads through people is the idea.
How do people tend to have you been there when people see it for the first time? How do people tend to respond to it? What do they say?
There's a variety, but you know, the best response is someone just sort of gaping there, with, just staring at it with their mouth agape. That's the best response.
You like that response.
Yes.
Casey Dixon and Gene Falk are of the Ann Arbor Maker Works, are finalists in the public vote at the Grand Rapids Art Prize. They'll find out in a few days if their entry, Invasive Species, under the collective name Shiny Seed, is a winner. Is this your first entry in Art Prize for both of you?
It is.
Okay.
It's our first time at Art Prize.
First time you visited.
Yeah.
Were you surprised to be accepted?
Not into Art Prize itself. It's a pretty democratic process. I mean, as long as you find a venue willing to host you, you're in. But it's very exciting to be selected by the public as one of the finalists.
What is it? What about you, Casey?
The whole experience has kind of been, you know, like Gene said, with the public, humbling, just because that many people enjoying what we do is...
That's got to be fantastic.
It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. How did you become an artist?
I started drawing with crayons when I was like 3. I don't know. I've always had a compulsion to create and make stuff. And I'm semi-creative, so I think that's why the artist thing meshes together.
What medium do you work best in, would you say?
Oh.
If you could create one more piece in the rest of your life, what would it be? What would the medium be?
That's so tough, man. I'm working on like a kid's book right now, and I really want to finish that. So I feel like that might be the next one. But, you know, working with metal and wood and everything is...
What about you, Gene?
Yeah, I'd hate to be restricted to a particular medium. This mixed media, you know, we're here, we've got metal, we've got lights, we've got a sensor to be interactive. It's just being able to pull all these various things together, that's what makes it fun.
Are you both Michigan guys?
Born and raised.
Where?
I grew up in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
Grew up Jackson, Michigan.
Okay, Jackson, all right. Now, the grand prize in the public vote is $200,000. Is there a prize for the... for the three-dimensional category, if you don't go on to claim the grand prize?
There is a prize for the winner of each category. There's 4 categories.
Yeah. 5 finalists in each category, yes. From what I understand. By our count, 6 of the 20 overall finalists are from Michigan. Is there a home field advantage in the public vote, do you think?
I think there may be. There are certainly people who prefer the local artists. I mean, it's going to depend on the individuals.
We've talked enough about the work itself. Again, it's called Invasive Species. Remind our listeners where they will find it. They've heard enough about it. They got to go see it now.
It's on the corner of Pearl and Monroe, just right downtown, right across from Rosa Park Circle.
Right outside the PNC Bank
building. PNC Bank building, Monroe Avenue, Northwest Grand Rapids. Fantastic. What does the future hold for this particular piece? I mean, will it be on display elsewhere? Is it going to make the round somewhere else, or is it going to be for sale, or what?
It is for sale. We're hoping to find a buyer, and hopefully we find a home for it, hopefully somewhere that the public can still see and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of people ask, and we're hoping that it's someplace like that. Everybody has access to it.
Oh, sure. You want as many eyes on this as you possibly can, I imagine. I understand it got damaged somehow. Is that true?
One evening, it was last Saturday or the Saturday before, the first Saturday of Art Prize, someone broke the door open, and that's basically what's guarding the brain of the tree.
There's a fairy door. It's for people who are wondering, why is there a door on this?
Yeah.
The brain of the tree does what? It controls the lights?
Controls the fruit, yeah.
Oh, the fruit.
And the sensor.
How many pieces of fruit are there on the tree?
It's 24.
Okay. Have you had a chance to look around the rest of the art prize?
A little bit. I've tried to, it's been busy, but I've tried to get around and look around. I hope to, once this weekend, I'm hoping to really get around more.
Okay.
It's actually awesome and inspiring to see other people's work.
Yeah.
The amount of attention to detail, level of craft, and awesomeness has been inspiring.
Well, it's been great to talk to both of you. We want to wish you both luck. We've been talking with artists Casey Dixon and Gene Falk, known collectively as Shiny Seed, based at... Now, does Shiny Seed have another work in mind? I should ask that.
We've got one in mind. We'll see if it can come to fruition.
Okay. We've got the name down in our brain, so we will keep track of Shiny Seed. Shiny Seed's based at MakerWorks in Ann Arbor. Their piece is called Invasive Species. It's an Art Prize public vote finalist with winners to be announced on Sunday. Congratulations, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.